This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning, Dan Labrod is a healthcare benefits expert, CEO of Ovation Health and Life Services, joining us live to talk about the open enrollment period, which begins soon. A lot of people already getting their notices and email inboxes this week on when they're going to be able to sign up for next year's health insurance coverage, and some employees are getting ready for sticker shock, could end up paying as much as thousands of dollars more for next year's coverage. Dan, thanks for being with us. I mean, that is an eye-popping number. How many people are going to be left with their jaw on the floor in a couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's going to be most of the population. We're seeing increases that typically we tell employers prepare for an 8 to 10% increase. And even that's unsustainable year after year. But we're now seeing employers getting renewals that are, you know, 20, 30% more. And that's just, they can't do it. They can't bear that burden. And that cost is either have to pass on to the employees or it's going to be split between the two of them. And with the economy the way it is already and inflation, it's just going to be unbearable for everyone.
And the big question, Dan, is why? I mean, it's twice as much as inflation. We just got our open enrollment information. I didn't go through it yet, but why is this happening to this degree?
There's a lot of reasons. I think the first is there are misaligned interests. You know, the insurers are having to sit there with board of directors and show a profit every year. And how do you get a profit? You have to raise premiums. It's that simple. Particularly when the insurers have to, by law, spend a certain amount of money on claims. So 80, 85% of all dollars that come in have to go to claims. Well, that leaves a small portion for their profit, for their administration costs, et cetera. The only way they can do that is, hey, we have to raise our rates to go ahead and get more money in the door so we can show a profit. But to do that, you still have to spend the same amount of claims, so you raise premiums for everybody. And then you have to spend, so you're spending more on claims. So how do you do that? You pay the hospitals more and the physicians more for their services. So now you have the hospital systems charging more for their services. The insurance company's paying more for those services, and all it does is leave the rest of us paying that bill and footing that bill, and increases every year.
You know, I was going through our notice that we got this past Tuesday or something like that, and there's new parts of it, including what the company's calling a defined contribution strategy, where they're contributing equal dollar amount per employee for each coverage tier, regardless of the plan chosen. Now, I haven't, gone through exactly what this means, but I feel like anytime there's a shift like this, it's never really great for me, is it? These different things that companies are doing, what do they mean for employees?
Well, defined contribution has been around a long time. So typically, if you look at a health plan, in most states, it's required that the employer pay at least 50% of the employee-only cost. We're seeing less and less dependent contributions because that is a big portion and a much higher cost. But a lot of employers will say, hey, 50% puts me at, this much higher contribution. for budgeting purposes, I'm going to give everybody $500 a year. You put it on whatever plan you want, towards whatever coverage you want. But that's my limited. It makes it easy for an employer to budget it. But again, if the employer is getting a big increase and they're sitting there saying, I'm going to give $500 and your rates are going up 20%, they're shifting that burden over to the employees. And what we're going to see is we're going to see employees start dropping coverage. And that's not good for anybody. It's also not good for the health plan itself, because more people that drop out, that leaves the people in it are usually the high utilizers, which are the sicker people, which increases claims. And if you increase claims, somebody has to pay them. That goes back into the premium and raises premium. So it's, you know, you want the healthy young people paying into the plan that don't use it, because that offsets the sicker people that are using it.
Sure. So there are different tiers, high deductibles, low deductibles. I mean, should people be thinking differently as they go through it and make their choices?
I think every time you look at a health plan, it's a financial decision. It's not just which plan has the lowest deductible, the lowest copay. It really has to be a financial decision. How much can I afford per month? What do I anticipate coming up this next year with my family? Yeah, there's always unpredictable things and accidents, and you didn't know you were going to get diagnosed with cancer. But think, generally speaking, what is my situation for this next year? What do I anticipate coming up? What did I spend last year on healthcare? And pick the plan that is right for you. And really, if your employer, or even if you're buying an individual coverage, hopefully you've got a good advisor or employee benefits counselor that can help walk you through those decisions and really guide you. A lot of employers, they just leave it to the employee to sit there and figure it out on their own. We're very hands-on with our employers. We'll call centers and text messaging and live chat and in-person in meetings, because we want to guide those employees in the right direction. And hopefully most employers or most people have someone to return to for that.
Is it crazy that, there's all these services, you can go through a webinar, you can get face-to-face meetings on what to do. Hopefully that people are taking advantage of that. But I'm always amazed that you have to make one of the most important decisions of the year for you and your family. You got 2 weeks to figure it out and get it done.
We think about it. Yeah, if I'm a person, I'm sitting here saying, hey, it's going to cost me $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month to insure my employee. I mean, insure my family. What other purchase do you make in a year that's $20,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 that you have to make in 2 weeks, right? Everything else, your cars, you're shopping it, you're looking at it, you're deciding months in advance, yeah, and trying to get the right financing, the right budget. And here you are, like you said, I have 2 weeks to make a $24,000 decision.
100%. Hey, I'm wondering, it's all the demand for these GLP weight loss drugs. Is that factoring into this?
A lot of drugs are factoring into it. GLP is the latest craze. First of all, GLPs in most health plans that are not covered unless you are a type 2 diabetes. So people that just want to get it for weight loss, it's not covered, doesn't really affect the plan. And that's in most plans. Now for type 2 diabetes, yes, it does. And one of the problems we're seeing is, if I look at our own client health plans, and we really dive deep into the claim to look at things, we're paying $1,100, $1,200 a month for Ozempic, Mounjaro. Now there are programs, we have programs for our clients that are cutting those costs down to $500, $600. So we're reducing the claims cost. People still get their drugs, but we have programs where we're able to get those drugs at lower costs, which affects the plan directly. If we lower claims, we keep the renewals down lower. And that's kind of the goal. We're not taking away the drugs like some plans will, where we're actually giving it to them, but we're just buying it at a lower cost. That's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of high cost drugs. Different ways we do that. There's international sourcing. So we're actually buying drugs for a fraction of the cost from Canada and directly shipping it to employees' homes. We call it international sourcing. We have manufacturer assistance programs where we can get the drugs at little or no cost directly from the manufacturer for qualified people. So there's a lot of ways to combat those costs. And again, if you reduce plan costs, or not reduce plan costs, if you reduce the cost of claims, you keep your renewals down. And that's one of our focuses for our clients.
Well, Dan, it's such an interesting topic, and there's so much that'll keep your head spinning. Thank you for coming on, and I'm sure we'll check in again soon. Dan Labrod joining us live here on WBEN, healthcare benefits expert, who's the CEO of Ovation Health and Life Services.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.